This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has emphasized on pure electoral rolls in the country, saying it is the bedrock of any democracy. Mr. Kumar said this while addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Chief Election Commissioner said the process of SIR was started in Bihar, which was completed flawlessly with no appeal. Mr. Gyanesh Kumar said that currently SIR is underway in 12 states, and out of them, 11 states have published their electoral rolls.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. And the Election Commission of India, in its historic pursuit, started this special intensive revision, wherein which all eligible electors should be inside the rolls, while at the same time, ineligible electors should be excluded, in line with Article 326 of the Indian Constitution.
The Supreme Court has permitted the Chief Justice of the Calcutta High Court to deploy civil judges and requisition judicial officers from neighbouring Jharkhand and Odisha to deal with 80 lakh claims and objections under the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls in West Bengal. A bench headed by Chief Justice Surya Kant took note of a letter from the Calcutta High Court Chief Justice stating that 250 district judges engaged in the exercise would require around 80 days to complete the verification process. Considering the time constraints, the apex court allowed the deployment of additional civil judges and asked the Calcutta High Court to seek judicial officers of similar rank from Jharkhand and Odisha. The court has permitted the poll panel to publish the final electoral roll on the 28th of this month and clarified that supplementary lists may be issued as verification progresses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. He is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Ambassador of India to Israel J.P. Singh informed that Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Israel Isaac Herzog and will address the Parliament of Israel Knesset. He said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The president will inaugurate the nationwide campaign, Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organized by PD Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. Tomorrow, the president will grace the National Arogya Fair 2026, being organized by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Shegaon, Buldhana. She will also grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust, organized by Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur tomorrow. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today inaugurated the Tourism Leadership Summit 2026, organized by the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Radhakrishnan said tourism is more than an industry. It is a bridge between cultures and a driver of economic opportunities. He said tourism is a powerful instrument for soft diplomacy and a key pillar of the India-U.S. economic corridor. The Vice President highlighted that travellers seek experiences, authenticity, sustainability, culture, heritage, wellness and meaningful connection.
Tourism is also one of the largest generators of employment. The future of tourism is not just about numbers, it is about the impact. It is about how responsibly we grow, how inclusively we develop and how strategically we collaborate.
The Sensex and the Nifty were trading around 1.3% lower during afternoon trade today. The Sensex tumbled 1,150 points to 82,150, while the Nifty sank 320 points to 25,394 when reports last came in. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on Pakistan in a Group 2 Super 8 match at Palikele International Cricket Stadium this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.